The singer and songwriter Liz Wright has thrown the music industry a curveball. 2 years ago, as an unknown artist, she made a smash debut in a series of traveling Billie Holiday tributes. Her first album, Salt, followed closely and established the young contralto as one of the brightest newcomers in jazz.
How can you lose your song when you have sung it for so long?
But here's the thing. It turns out that Liz Wright never saw herself as a jazz artist. She grew up singing gospel in the rural South and trained in blues and even opera. But to the surprise of her fans and even her producer, Craig Street, she turned to folk in her second CD, called Dreaming Wide Awake. Wright stopped by our studios recently, and she explained why she decided to explore her personal tastes on her latest recording.
You know, it's like the world caught me tampering with jazz, and so that's what I am. Like, that's the picture that we took, you know? But even when I listen to Salt, I don't think about jazz. I think it's a very broad record. I feel like it was like an action shot, like someone caught me in midair, like between two lily pads. And I guess I was closest to jazz at the moment, you know?
Your CD includes some songs that you've written, others mm-hmm. that were written and performed by others. I want to ask you about how you chose some of these songs. Mm-hmm. One song in particular, Chasing Strange, it was written by Mark Anthony Thompson. Mm-hmm. Why were you drawn to that song and that songwriter?
You know, that song actually was created after my first meeting with Mark. He came over to my apartment in Brooklyn. And it was an awkward meeting because as artists, we're both very bashful. But he went away from that and wrote Chasing Strange. He's a great writer, you know. He came and made that of our first encounter.
It's just 3 digits, but I'm far from home. Fallen, nobody cares. I twist 3 keys and I'm all alone. There's a party upstairs. It's not the first time I've been lied to. I knew nothing about you. I am chasing the strange, and I will rearrange to be a part with every change.
So you were the inspiration for this song. It's called Chasing Strange. What do we think that means?
Well, the funny thing is when I would sing it around jazz heads, they'd start laughing because that used to be a hip term for, like, you know, chasing women. And so I had to start explaining myself. But I think it just means, for me, not knowing what I'm looking for, but looking because I don't know how not to look.
I am chasing strange, and I will rearrange to be a part with every change that you make.
I always have this question of, is desire a good thing, you know, or is the ideal, like, to abandon desire and want and to become content? I don't know if that's possible, really. I ponder that, like, every day.
You sound restless.
I am very restless.
Well, another, you know, you're talking about your youth, and there's another song on the album that's about a young man who looks at an older man and sees a bridge between their two lives. I'm talking about one of Neil Young's signature songs from the 1972 album Harvest, a song called Old Man.
Yeah.
Liz, let's take a listen to that. Old man, look at my life. 24, and there's so much more.
Mm-hmm.
You're just about that age. You're 25.
Yeah.
And this song is sung in the first person.
Yes.
Liz, you grew up in Georgia,
mm-hmm.
small town in Georgia, Heyhira.
Heyhira, yep.
Your father was a holiness pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother performed in the church also.
Yeah.
And you and your two siblings performed in the church.
Yeah, we used to sing as a trio sometimes before my dad would preach. My parents really, they made good on us. They did.
And since it was a holiness church, there was probably a lot of full throttle singing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I remember someone telling me once, in a community choir that I was in, the organist was like, Liz, I'm going to teach you how to wail. I was like, well, I can't do it. I really can't do it. I was like, I've tried. I can hear it in my head, but I can't sing like that because I'm not built for that. And I just, that's not in my spirit.
You're writing music now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you write your own music, is it easier, I imagine, to write for your own voice? You know where you can go, where you probably shouldn't go, and where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Every line is comfortable and made for me instead of me making myself for someone else's lines, which I have to do. I enjoy both processes. I think they both keep me open, and they both affect my writing, but it's great when every line is your language and your message. It's very comfortable. Yeah.
Somehow I know
Liz Wright, it's been fun talking to you.
My pleasure, Michelle.
Liz Wright, her latest CD is called Dreaming Wide Awake.
You can hear more songs from Liz Wright's new CD, Dreaming Wide Awake, at our website, npr.org.